The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. O Lord our God, how great thou art. We sing of God's creation. O Lord our God, how great thou art. We sing of his providence and his care, his governance, his protection. O Lord our God, how great thou art. We especially sing of his love, his mercy, and his grace. Amazing grace, indeed, beyond man's comprehension. Grace is not of earth and not of man. Grace is of God, of heaven from above. For man cannot of his own attain to grace. It is past our comprehension. We're grateful that our Lord Jesus Christ made it possible for us, through parable and illustration, to see the beauty and the power and the wonderful nature of God's grace. And so it is we look at this parable of the great supper and see there God's wondrous grace, wondrous in its nature. Jesus gave this parable, this illustration, a man, without a doubt, a man of means, of wealth, of greatness, and of standing, prepared not an ordinary supper, but a great supper, a banquet fit for kings. You know, a banquet was something very special and very outstanding, especially in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ. I fear today, with all the food, the surfeiting and drinking that goes on, a banquet doesn't always have such great and valuable attraction. Jesus uses this banquet to present a great and wonderful joy, a wonderful fullness, a great attainment. To this banquet, this man invited many. It was a wonderful, free, and worthy invitation. He invited many to come. They had nothing to do with the banquet. They contributed nothing. It was prepared for them by the goodness of this great man. So it is with our God. Everything is a gift. It is a free and wonderful preparation in the mind and the heart of God. It was fashioned. It is the ultimate, this grace. It is heaven and all the joy and the peace, the fullness and the happiness of eternal life. It is prepared through Jesus Christ, the Savior. In God's great love, the preparation involved the sacrifice of the Lamb of the feast, the perfect Lamb of God without sin, sacrifice for all the world, sacrifice that the door of heaven may be opened again, sacrifice that all the separation of sin may be eternally removed. Sacrifice that we, by gift, by grace, by the acceptance through faith of Jesus the Lamb, might enter into the perfect heavenly supper that will never end. God's wondrous grace is amazing and wondrous indeed. It is wondrous in the invitation that God gives. Nothing is required. No particular merit. No particular contribution. The man invited many. Come. It is all ready. Nothing do you need to bring. Nothing do you need to give. Come, be my guest. Wonderful indeed. Yes, when we think of the grace of our wonderful God in Jesus Christ, we are totally amazed that God in His love, God in His kindness and mercy, looked upon such wretched sinners as we, such wretched sinners as mankind, and said, I have prepared everything for you. Come back. Come now. It's ready. You know, when man fell into sin, I suppose if you or I were in charge, we'd say, very well, you wretch, you disobeyed, now go to hell where you belong. Not so our God. He prepared the grace and said, come now, all of you, it's ready. Come and enjoy it. Come and receive it. Isn't it? Yes, it's wondrous too. Wondrous in a certain different sense when we see the response to this invitation. Jesus said there were those who received the invitation and without exception, one after the other, made excuses. Oh, wondrously wretched, stupid men, we'd say. Here they had this privilege. And everything else took priority. Property, business, oxen, even life itself. Everything instead of the wonderful grace of God, the wonderful loving God Himself. Excuse me. Perhaps we could say, is that not a picture? And maybe Jesus had that in mind of the people of Israel. They first received this invitation, did they not? Yet all of them excused themselves, that is, most of them, I should not say all. John writes, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Please excuse me. Wondrous grace of God. And now we see it is wondrous in its universal love, an universal appeal, an invitation. Jesus said, this man was angry. He had reason to be. Here all of his invited guests turned against him and said, everything else is more important. You have your banquet. We've got our thing to do. Just like people always are. Yet, did God say, very well, I tried? No. He said, there's room. My banquet is ready. I've done it all. It's waiting. To his servants, he says, get out there now and bring in the halt, the lame, the blind. Bring them in from the highways. And they did. And still there was room. There still is room. The banquet is a great one. The grace of God is universal. And so the king, the great man, says, go out now and compel them to come in. Go everywhere, compel them to come in. I shall have my house full. My banquet will not be wasted. We are so thankful for the wonderful grace of God. It's past our understanding. Certainly, you will have to admit you wouldn't function this way. You couldn't. Only God can be so full of grace and love and mercy. But how thankful we are that He has this wonderful love and grace for all of us. How thankful we are that He has come to us with the invitation, come, for all things are now ready. Oh, how careful we ought to be not to spurn this grace and turn down this invitation, not do as so many do, follow other priorities, the priorities of earth, of materialism, of hedonism, of pleasure and lust and what have you. And how thankful we ought to be that in this wonderful banquet there is room for even the worst. Those out there, the unloved, and maybe to many people the unlovable, all beloved of God. And let's not forget how thankful we ought to be that we have the privilege, for this is the business which you are about, to be the messengers of grace, of the wondrous grace of God, to go out and to compel them to come in. Amazing grace indeed. It is ready. It is there. It is offered. The invitation is wonderful. And it is a privilege for us to share that grace. Now, Lord wants us to know this is so wonderful, and this grace is so sure, and the invitation is so absolute, that He gives to us, as we are about again to experience, the seal and the assurance of this invitation comes, for all things are now ready, for within moments we shall all receive of our Lord Himself, His body and His blood, which is the preparation of grace. And by this blessed Holy Communion, the Lord seals to us the invitation and seals to us the forgiveness and the life everlasting. He makes the grace of God, the wondrous grace, our own. Come then, beloved friend, brother, sister, come. All things are now ready. Amen.